sat with her pencil poised, incurious. She repeated in muted tones the final phrase of dictation before the interruption. "Allow me to assure you, my dear sir, that the hypothesis you have advanced..." Poirot waved aside the advancement of the hypothesis. "That was Mrs. Oliver," he said. "Ariadne Oliver, the detective novelist. You may have read..." But he stopped, remembering that Miss Lemon only read improving books and regarded such frivolities as fictional crime with contempt. "She wants me to go down to Devonshire today at once in," he glanced at the clock, 35 minutes. Miss Lemon raised disapproving eyebrows. "Well, that would be running it rather fine," she said. "For what reason?" "You may well ask. She did not tell me." "How very peculiar. Why not?" "Because," said Hercule Poirot thoughtfully, "she was afraid of being overheard."
"Oh, yes, she made that quite clear."
"Well, really," said Miss Lemon, bristling in her employer's defence, "the things people expect. Fancy thinking you'd go rushing off on some wild goose chase like that, an important man like you. I've always noticed that these artists and writers are very unbalanced, no sense of proportion. Shall I telephone through a telegram, regret unable leave London?" A hand went out to the telephone. Poirot's voice arrested the gesture.
"Du tout," he said. "On the contrary, be so kind